Hey regulars, Charlie here. We all spend a lot of time thinking about what we eat, but what about what we drink? Well, our friends at Kangen Water have an answer for you. When you call 800-494-8685 or visit Kangen Water, that's K-A-N-Water.com, you can learn more about the Kangen Water machine and to check out their specials on air purifiers. Kangen Water has been around for 50 years and has expanded into 9 countries, which shows that they really do have the staying power to outlast all their competition. The Kangen Water machine is the only real ionizer on the market. The rest, unfortunately, are nothing more than a mass-produced water filter. While Kangen Water is great for hydration, you can use it for all sorts of other health benefits, whether that be reducing acid reflux, migraine headaches, joint aches and pains, low energy, gout, and even muscle pain. Its antioxidants neutralize free radicals in your body and keep your immune system strong, while its alkaline properties balance the pH level of your body and keeps you healthy. If you drink a lot of energy drinks and have a very acidic diet, Kangen Water is a must. You can even use the water for weight loss. There are weight loss plans that rely on Kangen's alkaline water exclusively, but even without a plan, the water will help you lose weight. So if you're interested in improving your health and boosting your hydration, call 800-494-8685 or visit kanwater.com, that's K-A-N-water.com, to learn all about the Kangen Water machine and to check out their specials on air purifiers. Again, these deals will not last, so be sure to call and let them know that the Regular Joe Show team sent you.
Fighting for truth, justice, and the American way. Without the cape, we're the superpowers. Not even a sidekick. Heck, we don't even have fancy gadgets. This is just Joe and his trusty microphone. Made in the USA. This is the Regular Joe Show.
Oh, suck it.
Hello there, and welcome to one. Welcome to all, Joe Giganti. Your Regular Joe, hour number two already of the Regular Joe Show. Time just flies. It is a Freedom Friday, and we have much to be thankful for. Despite the state of the world, despite how difficult things really are, I know you think it's bad, it's not as bad. No, it's bad. There's no question about it, but we can and we will overcome. We're seeing some of those indications right here and now. Got two pieces of good news to share. Then I want to get back. I was sharing a story out of Albuquerque, New Mexico, about a drag queen stripper at one of their proms. Kind of got a wonder, but just showing the widespread effort to indoctrinate in the state of Wisconsin. It's how you learn about birds. Doesn't that make sense? Yeah, we'll get into that. Plus, Donald Trump's hush money trial, it's falling apart. Their two best witnesses are actually making the argument for Donald Trump. I don't know if they knew that was going to happen or not. And then the immunity hearing before the Supreme Court certainly looks like it's going the right way. We'll get into all of that. 7 minutes after the hour, which means right now in Bali, Indonesia, it is 10:07 p.m. In Qatar, 5:07 p.m. In New York City, it is 10:07 a.m. And on the leftist coast in Seattle, 7:07 a.m. No word on Chopper Jazz, but they're missing in action. Well, hello. Well, that is, of course, your new and improved Biden Crime Family Time Check, TM, the Regular Joe Show, brought to you at the top of each and every hour. That way you understand, you know the gravity, or as we like to say in Latin, the gravitas of what is going on. Those are just a few of the places they have traded influence for money, personally enriching themselves at the expense of the American people, their physical, their financial, and emotional security, all on the line, just so Hunter can get a fix and the big guy can buy another house or two. It's the sad reality of what's going on. Well, hello and welcome. As I said, hour number two. Would love to hear from you as always. 888-737-1737. 888-737-1737 is the number. And we're going to get back into the topicality. Of course, you can email me, joe@regjoeshow.com. Now, if you were to go to regjoeshow.com, you would see the first post on the page is tomorrow evening's event, the Lincoln Reagan Trump dinner from the Republican Party of Langlade County, which I will be emceeing. I've told you about it. We had former acting ICE director Tom Holman on the show. He is the keynote speaker. I hope you got your tickets because they're sold out. I warned you that would be the case. And they are, in fact, sold out, which we're very excited about. I appreciate it. I know a lot of you bought tickets to come out to this event. I don't think you will be disappointed in the least. The Republican Party of Langlade County always puts on a great gathering, a wonderful dinner, good time, wonderful people. In addition to Tom Holman, Congressman Tom Tiffany will be speaking. Former Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Mike Gableman will be there. State Senate candidate Tim Rantham will be there as well. So for those that aren't aware, Tim Rantham, who had been a state representative, ran for governor, is going stepped away from politics, stepping back in, running to give the district a conservative choice in the state Senate race. And so be excited to see him and hear from him tomorrow night. But of course, Tom Holman, the keynote speaker. So it is going to be a great evening. And again, thank you to all of you that bought tickets. I look forward to seeing you there. And it's going to be a lot of fun. Mrs. Regular Joe is actually coming out to this one. I think she has a soft spot for Langlade County. She comes that, of all the events I do, she always comes out for, seemingly, always comes out for that event. So looking forward to seeing you there. Now, my two pieces of good news for this hour may seem a little bit different than normal in terms of what we use, but I do think these are pieces of good news. Under the theme I went with last hour, that the truth is mighty and it prevails. You can put lipstick on the pig as long as you want, but it's still a pig. And when it comes to the forced acceptance of radical leftist agendas that the Biden regime and others have been pushing on us, anytime that is being exposed for the false narrative that it is, that shows the stupidity, the folly in following that, I think that's good news. And that brings me to this headline from justthenews.com. Ford lost $132,000 on each electric vehicle it sold in the first quarter of 2024. According to numbers released by Ford Motor Company this week, they suffered losses of $1.32 billion on its Ford Model E sector, which is represents the company's electric vehicle business. With only 10,000 units sold, the company lost $132,000 on every unit it sold. In the fourth quarter of 2023, the company sold 34,000 units of the Model E business, which produced $1.57 billion in losses. Now, I just want to, I understand for liberals, you don't understand how business works. So let me just give you a little crash course. You want the numbers to be positive. You don't run a business to lose money. So when you're losing billions of dollars every quarter, that's what they call a failing model, a failing business model. Now, yes, a lot of this is being propped up by government subsidies now, but not forever. And I think that's going to end sooner than people realize. Now, they're trying to force everybody, even with all these great incentives, to take down the price of the cars, help to push them off the lot. They can't get rid of them. I know, personally know some owners of the Ford dealership. They said they have one electric vehicle that's been sitting on their lot for like a year. They've reduced the price four or five times. They can't get anyone to want to take it. Now, the company in a press release said, and by the way, that $1.57 billion in losses broke down to roughly $46,000, a little more than $46,000 that they lost on every electric vehicle sold. Now, look, if you're losing $132,000 on a car that retails for like $40,000 or $50,000, think about that for a minute. No company can sustain losses like that for a prolonged period of time, even with the too-big-to-fail government prop-ups. Now, according to their press release, the company expects EV costs to improve going forward, but be offset by top-line pressure. In other words, the government's going to try to force you into the cars. Cars nobody wants, cars that no one is buying. When you compare them to the traditional combustion engine vehicles that are still selling at record numbers. The other sectors, which includes Ford's Pro Fleet business and Ford Blue gas-powered and hybrid vehicle businesses, made up for the losses in the electric vehicle lines. Hybrid vehicles combine aspects of EVs with the gas-powered. The company posted a net income of $1.3 billion in the first quarter, with revenues of $42.8 billion in that sector. What does this tell you? Market demand. There is no market demand for the electric vehicles, even, even when they're being highly subsidized and forced upon people by the government. I say it's good news because it exposes the ridiculous narrative, which we, again, just like COVID, yeah, we knew it, but now here it is in black and white, showing us what we've said, that it is not a sustainable business operation. Now, if somebody wants to buy an electric vehicle, more power to you. I don't care. Have fun, buy the electric vehicle. This is about the government mandating them on us. It's about the government trying to eliminate competition by putting onerous regulations on combustion engines. You know, I was just looking at a vehicle, a full-size SUV that has a V6. And I said to the person, why would they, and it's tricked out to the max. I mean, it's got the top trim package. It's got all this great stuff. And I said, why in the world, and I'm talking full-size, like the big old big daddies, the good old American-made ginormous SUVs maximizing your carbon footprint. And they said, because, and I'm going to leave out names, but this line, this company, they're starting to phase out V8s altogether because of government regulations. It makes it too hard to make them and meet all the guidelines. So they're eliminating tried and true effective engines to try to force you into something that nobody wants. We went through the top 10 list yesterday. Infrastructure doesn't exist. The need, the desire isn't there. And as they pointed out multiple times in the article, that limits your ability to move freely in the country. I'm glad to see that. I've been saying that from the get-go. And that's the first time I've seen anyone in writing state the obvious, that this has to do, there's a major component of this that is the control factor. Now, the next piece of good news is good news that unfortunately comes from a very horrendous and horrible situation. So I don't want to make in any way, I don't want to be misunderstood. I recognize the horrible nature of the crime that led to this, what I think is a good resolution. It's a case that began in July of 2022. A young woman went to Livingston Parish Sheriff's Office in Louisiana to make a disturbing report that a 54-year-old man known as Glenn Sullivan of Springfield, about 40 minutes east of Baton Rouge, had raped her multiple times when she was just 14 years old. The girl had become pregnant as a result of the attacks. A DNA test of her child later confirmed that Sullivan was the father. An investigation into the case revealed that Sullivan, who is now 54, first groomed the girl into the assaults. He then threatened her and her family with violence to keep quiet. Last week, he pled guilty to 4 counts of second-degree rape. No, none of this is the good news yet. Louisiana law takes the rape of a minor very seriously and has harsh penalties for those convicted. In some cases, convicted rapists in Louisiana can even be ordered to undergo chemical or surgical castration as part of their sentencing. Judge William Dykes must have believed that Sullivan's case was one of those. He issued an order for surgical castration of this sick, twisted pile of crap. He ordered castration. The method was left up to Sullivan, and as part of the plea agreement, he chose surgery. Now, the district attorney, Brad Casillo, said in a statement, quote, "I want to say I've had 3 people ordered to be chemically castrated, but to my knowledge, this is the first physical castration to be ordered. I think it's excellent news. I think it's wonderful news. I hope they use a dull knife. It is too good for them if they did. But I just want to point out, I think while it's a horrendous and terrible situation that this young girl went through, I'm happy to see justice being served. And I think that it's excellent good news that that justice includes a very just punishment of surgical castration for this sick SOB.
The Regular Joe Show.